We continue our readings in the Acts of the Apostles at the 12th chapter, at the 20th chapter, I beg your pardon, Acts chapter 20 at verse 1. This follows the riot which Paul experienced at Ephesus when Demetrius, the silversmith, and his colleagues stirred up such sinister trouble against the apostle and his gospel. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them, and departed for to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia, that is, return to Jerusalem, where he was making for, by a roundabout way, not through Syria, but through Macedonia. And there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus. These going before tarried for us at Troas. And the us indicates that Luke, the writer of this book, has again joined the apostle and his company. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Now, surely the reckoning of the days of the week is the Jewish one, beginning from sundown until sundown, so that the first day of the week dawning at sundown, coming at sundown, and it was the evening, and Paul preached in the evening and continued preaching until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep, even with Paul preaching. It's very comforting. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his word.